Okay. Daf Lamed, five lines from the top, the end of the line. We quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, last bit of the Mishnah was talking about not where a person directly hires the services of a lady of the night, ill repute, Madame, whatever her name is. So this one is talking about where the guy gives the money and he says that your maid and my slave should get together. Yeah, so that's what, so there was a whole machloikus. The machloikus between Rabbi and the Chachamim, according to which one said which. Help me out. Oh, it's down here. Rabbi said it's not considered an esnan in that case, and the Chachamim said it is. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? The assumption is that esnan zona means that there's an illicit relation going on over here. Yeah, what's the nature of this relation is a different question, but it's not just a normal, everyday kosher relationship. So why would you think it's a, why should that be called an esnan zona? That's just a normal thing that happens. Is that slaves and maids hang out? It's Amar Avuna, it's Loika Amar. No, the pshat is that the guy says, I want your maid to hang with me, not with my slave. And that is illicit, because a man's not going to be with a maid slave. And therefore, that's why it's a esna. That's why there's a machlekes. It's Fred the Gemara, v'hakatani, eved. But the Mishnah says eved. That's a very long bow to change the word eved and say it means himself. So Gemara says, no, lishna me'ayakomar. It's just a nice way of saying it. It doesn't want to talk dirty, so instead of saying that your maid will hang out with me, it says your maid will hang out with my eved. But he really means himself, and therefore it's a esna. Frederick Gemara Oibazoi, Ihachi, my time with the Rebbe. Why could Rebbe say that's not an esna? If it's mamish a guy, a normal Yisrael with a shivcha, so why would he say that's not an esna? That's an illicit relationship. So how can he say it's not an esna? No, go back to the first thought. That when it says in the Mishnah Eved, it means Eved. So it's the slave with the maid. So where is the machlokes be Eved Ivri? When he's a Jewish Eved, not an Eved Knani, an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Ivri, well, 1 minute, an Eved Ivri is also mutter to a Shivcha. Is he Hachi again? If so, even if it's an Eved Ivri. My time with the Rabbana, why would the Rabbana say that it's considered an esnan zayna shivcha le'eved ivri mishvasharia? Even an eved ivri is basically a full-fledged Jew, but he happens to be indentured as a servant / slave. He's allowed to marry an eved ivri. He's allowed to be with, not marry, but he's allowed to be with a shivcha. It's mefurash chumash. He's allowed to be with a shivcha. So what are you telling me that it's an esnan according to the chachamim? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because hacha mayaskinon. When he doesn't have any kids, the Tanya learned in a brisa, when he is sold into slavery or he sells himself into slavery, is the master, as it says in Parashat Mishpatim, the master is able to give him a shivcha. So the master is allowed to give him a shivcha to reproduce with. And those kids are slaves, and the master owns them. But the Bryce is telling us that when is that allowed? When the man already had a wife and kids, and then he gunvened and he went into slavery. So then the master can give him a shivcha to procreate with. But it's ain la yisho bonim. But if he doesn't already have a wife and kids of his own, a normal wife and kids, before he became an eved ivri, ain rabbi moser la shivcha knanis. Then his master is not allowed to give him a shivcha knanis. Only yesh la yisho bonim.
It should be the other way around. If she's married already and the kids already, what's this other one doing? The new one?
No, she's just there for, it's part of the service. He's a servant. He has to serve his master. So part of the service is creating new slaves. Right. If he doesn't have a real wife and kids already, yeah, then you don't want his first and only liaison to be with the shivcha. Yeah, is if yeshla, what was I saying? Ein la yishul banim, ein rabbi moish la shichuk danis. Yeshla yishul banim, only if he has a wife and kids, rabbi moish la shichuk danis. So that's a little bit blurry. Is that considered? So if the master happened to give him a shivcha when he didn't have wife and kids, so that's a blurry case. In a theory, such a person will be mutter with a shivcha, except that he doesn't have any kids. So that's what the machlokes between the chachamim and rebbe, whether that's considered an esnan zayin or not. Okay, full stop. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, now that we've finished with the Esnan Zayna, sort of, we're going to come back to it soon, but anyway, we finished with the Esnan Zayna. What comes after Esnan Zayna, of course, Mechir Kelev. Same pasuk. The Torah says, don't bring the service fee of the Zayna, or the price, Mechir would translate generally as the price. The price of a dog should not be brought to as a korban. So, interesting thing. So let's find out what that means. Ve'ezahu mechir kelev. What's the definition of the price of a dog? Ha'ayim alachaveiroi. So we're talking about a korban. So we're talking about an animal. How does an animal end up being the price of a dog? Because someone says to his mate, ha'ilech tolezeh tachas kelev. I'll swap you my sheep for a dog. I need a dog. You maybe want a sheep. So we'll swap the sheep for the dog. So that sheep that was swapped for the dog, is the sheepdog, is not allowed to be brought as a korban. That's not what a sheepdog is, but sounds good, right? And similarly, shnei shufin, let's say you have two partners and they have a whole business. And in that business, the farm, they own the sheep and they own the dogs. So that when they decide to split the business and break end the partnership, so they're dividing up all the assets. So they split up their assets. And what they had was, they had 19 sheep and one dog. That's the normal ratio of dogs to sheep. It's echad notal asara. So one guy, one partner took 10 sheep. V'echad tisha v'kelev. The other guy took 9 sheep and a dog. There was a dog in sheep's clothing so that they wouldn't know which one was which. It's shekineged ha-kelev is also. So all the sheeps that are on the other team, all the sheep on the other team opposite the dog are also, because the dog is like instead of the sheep. Yeah, on that side is 10 sheep, on this side is 9 sheep and a dog. So that dog is offsetting the sheep. So he's a mechir kelev, is also. The she'ima kelev, the ones who are on the same team as the dog, so they're not interchanging with him. They're on the same team. They're offsetting another sheep on the other side, as therefore mutter. All those 9 are permitted, but the other 10 are osur. We'll see soon why should they all be osur if it's only one dog. L'chayra, it should only be one sheep that's osur, because he's opposite the one that's opposite the dog. Why are all 10 of them osur? We'll see in the Gemara. Esnan, now, if it's wiki-worky, esnan hakelev. What happens? Esnan hakelev means that there was a payment made for a dog to have a one-night stand with someone. Yeah, is that's an Esnan Kelev, and the Mechir Zayna is money that was... hang on, let me get this right.
I won't ask, that's arranged.
Mechir Zayna means... Oh, sorry. Mechir Zayna means where he actually bought a Zayna with a sheep. So he tells whoever owned the Zayna, and he says, I'll buy her off you for a sheep. So he's paying for the Zayna with a sheep, but he's not paying for her services, he's paying for the actual person. Yeah. It's Hareel and Mutorim. Those things are not covered by the Esnan Zayna or Mechir Kelev axis. Shanemar, how do I know that those things are not included? Because the Pasuk says, Toya was Hashem Gam Shnehem, I think it's a Loshem. Yeah, Shnehem. Shnehem means both of them. Both of those things are an abomination. So that means Shnehem. If it's both of them, that means there's two things. You don't say both of them if there's four things. But lo yarba, if Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zayna would be Osir, there would be four scenarios. So it can't be, because it says only both of them. Vladi Sehen, what about the child of such a sheep that was involved in this transaction? Are Mutorim. They are also permitted to be a korban. Why? Because it says Gam Shnehem, so for the hem part of it is them, hem, v'loy Vladi Sehen, to exclude that the children are okay. So if he paid for the services of the zoner with a sheep, then that sheep had a child. That child is valid to be brought as a korban. He's looking up the price of a dog or a sheep. How much is it? He's completely oblivious to what we're talking about. Okay, he's in a different world. Okay, right there. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, Mechir Kelev. What's the pshat? The price of a dog? Zehu Chalife Kelev. It means that you swapped and exchanged corresponding to a dog. We got a posse. Timcha. I'll get the posse right. Timcha Beloi. This is in Tillim. Timcha Amcha Beloi Hain Veloi Ribisa Bimchirayim. You sold off your nation without getting much money, and you didn't increase in the price. So from that we learn that the word mechir is talking about where you swap something. Okay, so that's a mechir. You swapped it for a dog. So the Gemara asks, Emo, Esna, it's a whole editing here, because otherwise the words of the Gemara as printed don't actually fit in. So he says, maybe Esnan, some say it should be Esnan Mamish, some say Esnan Kelev, there's a Nusach Acher. It's certainly not the way it's written here, because Eim Esnan Zainan. How can you say Mechir Kelev as an Esnan Zainan? So the question is that maybe the Esnan of a Kelev should also be Osir. How do you know the Esnan of a Kelev, where the Kelev is paid for his services in the sense of that kind of service? So how do you know that's not included? Because, so in the brackets, it was also edited there, but it says there would be three. If the Esnan of a Kelev was included, you'd have three things. It wouldn't have two things. We already said Gam Shnehem means two. In the brackets, the words are, in Kein Lekara, if you can't bring the Esnan of the Kelev, Habutlasa, there would be three scenarios, and Gam Shnehem Olesh Loisha. The passage says both of them, so we can't say there's three scenarios. So the questioner says, that's not what I meant. The questioner says, Mikam Rinon Anan Esnan Umechir. I didn't say it should be an Esnan of a Kelev. Maybe I'm saying that even though it uses the word Mechir, but it's Esnan Mechir Kam Rinon. Even though the Pasuk uses Mechir, which means the price you pay, a barter situation, but maybe that's not really what it means. Really, it means Mechir means the same as an Esnan, when you paid the price for the service. Yeah, how do you know that the mechir is referring to that? Maybe it's the same thing as the zaynus. The Torah just uses a different word. And again, if that was the case, there would only be two scenarios: there'd be the price for the services of the woman, or the price for the services of the dog. And maybe those are the two situations. That's gam shneya. There's an answer to the Gemara: imke neimakra leisavi esnan zaynu v'kela. If the scenario with the dog was the same as the scenario with the woman, the Torah could just say Esnan Zayna V'Kelev. Didn't have to say the word Mechir at all, if Mechir means the same thing as Esnan. Midrashiv Esnan Zayna U'Mechir Kelev. The fact that the Torah changes the word and adds in an extra word, Esnan Zayna is one thing and Mechir Kelev is something different, is Shmamino, that Esnan and Mechir are not the same thing, and the Esnan is payment for service and Mechir is payment for the asset. Okay. Now, as promised, when you had 10 sheep on one team and the other team had 9 sheep and a dog, we said all the 10 sheep opposite team are osir. The question is, hashutfin shechalkul. So let's say the partners, they split up their business, and one guy took 10 sheep, the other guy took 9 and a dog. Is Freddy Gemara, why do you say all 10 sheep on the other team are osir? Nepuk chada lahadei kalva. Take one of those sheep and say that's the one that we're swapping for the dog, or we're offsetting with the dog. The other 9, even on the opposite team from the dog, the other 9 should be kosher to be a korban because they're opposite a sheep. On there, they've got a sheep to offset them. Answer the Gemara, that would be good and well if a sheep and a dog were exactly the same price, because then you could say that one dog offsets precisely one sheep, and that sheep would be also, the rest would be mutatake. But hacha mayaskinim, we're talking about over here is kigoy de tofi de mekelav milchad minayu. The price of a dog is more than the price of a sheep. Yeah, v'hai tifuna de kelav, that extraness in the value of the dog is shadi b'chulu. It's still got to be made up for with all the other sheep that are on the opposite team. Yeah, so Rashi gives some examples here mathematically. Let's say Let's say the sheep are worth 4.1 zuzim. This is an interesting example that was chosen. 4.1. So that means the 10 sheep on one team is worth 41 zuzes. Yeah. So what happens? The sheep on the other side are worth only 4, not 4.1. They're not as good. Yeah. So the 9 sheep on the other team are worth 36, and the dog is worth 5. So they both got value of 41 zuzes. Yeah, but it wasn't a straight dog for sheep, because the dog's worth 5, and all the sheep on the other team are worth 4.1. So you can't just say this dog is offsetting that sheep. This dog is offsetting that sheep plus more. So where's the rest of the offset for that dog? Spread amongst all the other sheep. And therefore, all the sheep on the other team are also. Got it? Good. Okay. Vaita says the Gemara. Now, in the Mishnah we said that Esnan Kelevin Mechir Zoyna, if it was swapped around, that the payment for service was with the dog and the payment for asset was with the Zoyna, then that's not part of the Lois Aseis. So that's what we said in the Mishnah. Is Amale Rava mi Parzakia le Ravashi. Rava from Parzakia said to Ravashi, turn the page. Mino ha milsa. Where is this? From where do we know this thing, the Amar Abanan, that the rabbis say, Ein znus lebehema, or the behemus? That a behema, interaction with a behema is not called znus.
So Esnan Kelev is for the services of the dog.
If it would be Esnan Kelev, then it would be for the services of the dog. But there's no such thing.
A dog for
that's
sheep.
Correct. Right. But we're saying now that dogs, there is no zoina. You can't have a znus. There's no concept of znus for a dog. Any behemoth, but the proof is going to be from the dog. So Rav Biparzaki says to Rav Ashi, how do I know there's no such thing as nus for an animal? Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered him, V'aloi nishmet kra lichtev esnan zayna v'kelev. It could have had esnan zayna v'kelev, but it didn't. So there's no such thing as a znus of a kelev. A kelev's znus is one thing, and a kelev is the other thing.
But it's still a tayeva, no?
The tayeva is the swapping. Well, I suppose it's still tayeva. Yeah, sheichiv and behema. Sheichiv and behema is a tayeva.
So it makes sense not to bring that sheep.
But the aveira is leisavi esnan zena mechir kelev. It doesn't say leisavi any tayeva. Those are the examples that it brings. There's plenty of tayevas around.
And it seems as though singled out a dog is against, for instance, with a donkey or a horse. If you do all these things. So somehow or other, you can't see
true. So therefore, it must be that the dog is not a zoina. Right? It's a different story. Right? It's a different animal, as they say. Tana Nami Hochi, we have a brisa which says the same thing. The Mishnah told us this. The brisa elaborates. How do I know that Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zoyna are Mutar Shenemar Beis Velei Dalid? Like Shnehem, two things are also in that pasuk, but not four. So the only two is the two that are said. And similarly, Vladiseyan are Mutarin, Shenemar Gam Shnehem, Hem Velei Vladiseyan. Yeah, so even that's exactly what the Mishnah said, but the Brisa just explains it a little bit more clearly. Okay. Amar Rava. So now what do we say? The child of an Esnan Zoyna is Mutter, right? The sheep had a baby, that baby is Mutter. Amar Rava. Vlad Hanirvas. But what happens? So we learned before, a couple pages ago, that an animal which had a relationship with a person. So that animal cannot be brought as a korban. It's a nirva. Yeah. So what happens if that nirva had a child, a female sheep, had a child? So the mother is asur. What about the child? Says Rava, asura. She is forbidden. Why is the child. The child is forbidden too. Why? Because he of vlada nirva. Because when this person raped the animal, yeah, the child was part of the mother. So therefore the child was raped also.
So was in other words, there was a relationship with an animal while the animal was pregnant?
Oh, we'll see in a minute. When did this happen? We're going to talk soon about it, I think. Yeah. Negachas. What if an animal, so we said that negeyach is also no good for a korban. An ox that killed somebody, yeah, is osur for a korban. How does it come that the ox isn't put to death? There was only one witness, let's say, or it was the owner who said, who admitted, but that the ox is not put to death on the words of one witness, and he's to have two witnesses, right? So he has killed somebody, but he's not put to death. He cannot be a korban. What about if it was a she, and she had a child? Negachas is, the Aleph Vlad Negachas, the child. So then this goring cow then had a child. That child is also forbidden, Asura, because he Vlad Anachu, because the mother and child together attacked, charged, gored. Vlad Muktza Benevad, what about the child of an animal that was set aside, designated to be used for a korban for Avodah Zarah, or Venevad, or it was set aside, or it was worshipped itself as a god, but then that animal that was worshipped had a child, is mutter. My time, because the ime yakte, he only set aside the mother, or the ime polchila, or he only prayed, worshipped the mother, not the child. That was one version of what Rava said, and the Ika de Amri, the other version of what Rava said, is that the Vlad Muktza Benevad is Osir. Why time? Why is it Osir if it's not part of the deal? In both the cases of Muktza and Nevad, the person is happy that the animal looks bigger. Yeah, if you want to fatten up a cow for worshipping Avodah Zarah, so if the cow is pregnant, it's doch fat. And therefore, since the person is pleased to be able to present a fatter cow, then it's that child, the fetus, the baby, unborn baby, is also part of the deal of the worship, etc., and the service of Avodah Zarah. So there's two ways of looking at it. Omar Rav Achtavai Bar Ami Omar Rav Hamakdish Hamakdish. I'm sorry, Makadish Beperish Sher Haniskol. What happens if you had a sher, so an ox which is on death row, that the ox committed murder and has been sentenced to death? Yeah. What happens if it has its last meal and excretes some of that last meal? Yeah. So, and that has value as fertilizer or whatever, so it's got some monetary value. And a person takes it and he goes to a woman, and he goes, would you agree to marry me if I'll give you this bull, the bull stuff, yeah? So, he said, so, it's not funny? No, it's not. Well, actually, it is funny, I gotta say. Okay, so he's Makadosh with a load of bull, yeah? It's Makadoshes, that marriage is valid because it has monetary value, and even though the bull is on death row and osur bahana, but the stuff that came out is not osur bahana. However, if it's perish egle avodah zarah, if it's the excrement from an avodah zarah animal, enem kudesha. So that's also osur bahana. So it seems like it ought to be the same thing, you would say, but in that case, no, it's not. It's osur bahana, and therefore the woman is not married. My timer, what's the difference? And why would you distinguish between these two animals? They're both on death row. They're both forbidden to have any benefit from it. So why do you say by the excrement of the Sher HaNiskol that it's kosher, and with the Avodah Zarah it's not? My timer is Iboy Sem Akro, Iboy Sem Esfar. I can either prove it from a Pasuk, or I can just give you a logical explanation. Iboy Sem Esfar, let's start with the logical explanation. Is Nechalei Gab Avodah Zarah Benivchei. When he's got an Avodah Zarah animal, the fatter the better. And therefore, before that stuff came out, it was in his guts, and it made him fatter, sort of. And therefore, the person's happy with the fatness, and therefore it's considered part of the Avodah Zarah. But Gabisher HaNisko, L'Nechal Ebenivchei. When he's got an ox that gored somebody, he gets no benefit out of the fatness of the ox, which is contributed to by the fact that he's eaten too much, and therefore it's not part of the Sher HaNiskol situation. So that's just a logic of the Iboy Sem Bakra, or from a Pasuk. Gabi Avedis Kechavim Ksiv Vayisa Cherem Kamoyu. When it talks about forbiddenness of Avedis Zorah, having benefit from Avedis Zorah, it says, Hayisa Cherem Kamoyu, that you would be a Cherem. The word Cherem is a versatile word, but in this case it means something forbidden to benefit from, like it, like the Avedis Zorah. What do you mean by Hayisa? Kol Shata Mahayim Imenu. Anything that comes from it, Harehu Kamoyu, is like him. But Gabi Sharaniskol, Ksiv Layachal as Besoroi. When it comes to the goring ox, when it says that it's Osir Bahanoah and no one is allowed to eat the meat, it talks about Besoroi. His Besoroi is also his flesh. That's the animal himself is forbidden. We do say that S includes the skin, right? S Atofel Besoroi. But it's things that are part of the animal himself. Aber Pirshoi, which came out of him, is Mutter. Okay. I did promise you we would talk about what at what point the animal became pregnant before, and then we didn't. So, but it's clear that the case where it's where he says that they both gored, it means the animal was already pregnant, or they were both nirvu, the animal was already pregnant. Otherwise, you couldn't say that logic, right?
So in other words, once if it's the goring is afterwards, the whistle doesn't transfer to the offspring.
Yeah, we do discuss it. We do discuss it down at the bottom of the page, but slightly different context. So we'll get to that. But yeah, we'll see about that, especially about the nirvu. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayta. Nasan lo mo'is. What if instead of paying a sheep for the services of the zayna, he just gave her money? Or a credit card or something, yeah? Is harei elu mutarim. The money is permitted. It's not the pshat that if somebody, if she took money for her services, that money is somehow osur b'hanoah, throw it in the sea. And even if she goes and buys an animal with that money is her private property. The money's not forbidden to her. So therefore, if she goes and buys an animal with that money can be a carbon. Yeah, so the money is permitted. It's only if he gives her a sheep directly, or something that can go in the mizbeach, like yenis, ishmanim, besaltis, wine, oil, and flour, which are things that one puts on the mizbeach. V'chol dover shekayetzeh be'karev agav mizbeach. If he gives her any objects that would go on the mizbeach, that is what is also. Nasan la muktashim. What if he gives her an animal that's already hektish? He had a carbon shlamim sitting around, and he says, "I'll give you this carbon shlamim for your services." Harei elu mutarim. So the esnanis of this transaction does not apply to an animal that's already a korban. It's not chal on the mukdashim. Oifos. What about if he gives her a bird, and she then decides, "Oh, I want to use this bird for a bird korban"? Harei elu asurim. That's no good. Even though it says the example is the sheep, but it's a bird. The same thing. Birds korban gavmas bech as well, just like the other things. Why would you think a bird's different? You just told me that even wine, flour, and whatchamacallit, oil is also anything on the Mizbeach. So a bird is also on the Mizbeach. Why do you have to specifically tell me that a bird, if you gave her a bird, is also Osir? Says the Mishnah, Shehayah Bedin. You might have learned a Kal v'Chomer to say that the bird is Mutter. Why? Because you would say, Ma'im HaMukdoshin. You just told me that if he gives her a carbon, he gives her an animal that's already designated as a Shlomim, let's say. It's hektish. Is hamum poselbem. We know that such an animal, if it got a mum, it would be forbidden for the mizbeach. But ein estana mechir chal aleihem. But if he used it to pay off his zoyno, it's mutter. Yeah, so even behemoths, which are stricter in that if they get a mum, that's no good. But if they are used as an esnan, it is good. Is a oif she'ein hamum poselbem by a bird. Even if it gets a mum, it's okay. So a bird is more lenient, yeah? Even with the mum, it's okay. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that the problems of esnan shouldn't apply to a bird? And how do I know, therefore, that it does apply to a bird? Talmud leimar lechol neder. It says, le'savi beis Hashem alekecha lechol neder. That pasuk about the esnan, it says, lechol neder, for every promise, lehavi yesa oif. What's lechol neder including? It's including birds. Okay, then the Mishnah continues, Kol Asur and the Gav Mizbeach, all things, where they themselves are forbidden to be a carbon, Abra Vlodei Sei and Mutari, but the children of those animals is permitted. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer, only exception is that a Vlad Trefa. If the mother is a Trefa, and she had a baby, then the child of that treifa is also forbidden. Lo yikrav agav mizbeach. You cannot bring it on the mizbeach. We'll discuss in the Gemara what's the scenario. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna say merkshera. Sorry, I didn't say good. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna says a kshera sheyonka min hatreifa. Not only like Rabbi Lezer said, the child of a treifa is no good. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna says even a kosher animal, but it suckled from a treifa, is already psula me'al gabi ha-mizbeach. That already makes it no good for the mizbeach. So that's that one. And kol ha-kachim shenasu treifa. And just a side point. This isn't discussing the concept of a child of a psula, but we're talking about any korban became a treifa. So what do you do? So let's say a korban became a balmum. So normally if a korban became a balmum, you redeem it. And then you make a barbecue with the animal, yeah? Because a balmum maybe has a cut lip. So you can have a barbecue with an animal. It's still kosher to eat. So you take him to Dikstein and you make a barbecue with him. But if it's a treifa, not only it's no good for a korban, but it's not even kosher to eat. So if you were to redeem that treifa, what would you do with it? You can't eat it. The only thing you could do is feed it for the dogs, dog food. Ain't paid him, my son. You cannot redeem it. Ain't paid him as a kachim lachil naklavim. It is too. It's a bizoyan. It's a
demeaning
for a carbon, for a holy thing to redeem it, so that you can then feed it to your dog. Mainly you eat it yourself. It's dignified, yeah, to make a barbecue with it. But to feed it to the dog is not allowed. Says the Brice Tatana Rabbanon. Okay, so this woman, we said, if you gave her flour, wine, and oil, then it's no good. What about Nasan Lachitim? What if he gave her not flour but wheat? Raw wheat. Yeah? So raw wheat does not go on the Mizbeach. What goes on the Mizbeach? Flour. She made it into flour. She grinded it. How do you make wheat into flour? She grinded it. Zesim. Or he gave her olives, Vasa'osan Shemen. She pressed it into oil. Or Anovim, Vasonya. And he gave her grapes and she made wine from it. Is. Now, what's the din in that case? Is Tani Chada Asurim. One Brisa says it's forbidden. The Tanya Idach Mutarim. The other one says it's okay. So, what's the pshat? Is Amar Rabbi Yosef Tani Gudyon Demin Aspurak. Gudyon, I can't read properly. Gudyon from Aspurak quoted a Brisa, which says that Beishamai Oisrin Ubeisilam Atirim. These two Brises, which you said Asurim and Mutarim, and you were trying to understand how the Brises are reconciled. Well, he says that the one that says forbidden is Beis Shammai, and the one that says permitted is Beis Hillel. And what's the logic? Beis Hillel Soivrim, Heim V'loi V'loi Seim, just like we said, Shnei Hem, the two things of Estan Zayin Mechir Kelev, excludes their children, is Heim V'loi Shinu Yeyem, not when you change it into something else. If he gave her wheat and she made it into flour, it's a different thing from what he gave her, and therefore permitted. Beshamai Savri, Beshamai Hol, Take Haim, Beloiv Lodei Seyem. The Haim is Take excluding the children. Or it says Gam Shnehem. Gam means also. The word also is to include something. Is Gam Lerabe Shinu Yeyem. To include that if you change the flour, the wheat into flour, or the grapes into wine, etc., then it's still included. I will be Silo Laksiv Gam. So how did the Silo explain the word Gam, which is L'chayra coming to exclude to include something? Gam the Basil Kasha. The Gemara says, yeah, it's a good question. We don't know the answer. Doesn't mean that we saying Basil is wrong. It just means we don't understand what Basil meant, and they aren't around to ask anymore. So it's a difficulty. It's a difficulty in the words, but it doesn't mean that we are not accepting their view. And of course, we always accept the view of Basil against Beshama anyway. Tana Rabbana, next price. Beis Hashem Alekecha. So as we said, the pasuk says, "Leisavi yes danzoinu mechir kelev." Beis Hashem Alekecha the chol neder. To the house of God, you're not allowed to bring it. It's prat. What's that coming to exclude? Why does it have to say Beis Hashem Alekecha? I know that a korban goes to Beis Hashem Alekecha. It's prat. It's excluding a para. The para aduma she'ein bo lebayis. The para aduma doesn't go to the Beis Hamikdash. The para aduma goes to the Har Zaisim there. Yeah. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's the words of Rabbi Elazar. So a para, a cow, a red, if you had a red cow and you used it to pay for the services of the Zayna, you can still then use it as a para aduma. the rabbis say that Beis Hashem Alekecha is not coming to exclude the Parah Aduma. It's the rabbis as a rikuin. It's to include things, the house itself. If you want to gold plate the house, or wait, I don't know, you want to put fancy, whatever materials you put on a building, yeah? So you want to put some gold stuff on the building, and that gold was used when he paid for his zayna, then that gold cannot be used. That's why it says Beis Hashem Alekecha, meaning the building itself. Not only it can't be a korban on the mizbeach, but it can't be used to beautify the building as a accessory.
So that means it's really all better kabayis. We're just rikuyim.
Rikuyim is better kabayis.
Yes,
yeah,
it's all better.
That's
kabayis.
Right. Well, it's also better. Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. Anything that is used, no. Something that's used legufoy. It's better kabayis, but you want to use that gold itself into the. If you sold the gold for cash and then donated the cash, it's good. Yeah. So if she gave that gold to the gizbar, and the gizbar goes and cashes it in, that's okay. But you can't actually take that very gold and build it into the building. Okay. Now, man chachamim. Who is the chachamim who says that you can't take the gold and use it to beautify the house? Amar Rav Chisda, that's actually the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tanya Nasan Lazahav, if the guy gives the woman gold, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Ein Osin Rikuin, you cannot make platings, coverings of the building. Afilu Achayre Beis HaKapayris, even a bit behind the Kapayris, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash, is there space behind, which, you know, no one hardly ever goes there. Because even back there, you want to put gold on the wall, you can't take this gold and put it on the wall. That's the bit that's actually closest to the koisel that we have now. Okay. Nasan al-Mukdashin harayla mutarim. If he gave her an animal that was already a carbon, then it's permitted. Fred the Gemara, why? Why doesn't it become an esnan even though it's hektish? V'yiyu mukdashin esnan mechichalim. It should be chal mechal v'chemer. The opposite, kal v'chemer to the birds. Because we said the kal v'chemer of the birds didn't work. So now we should flip that kal v'chemer around. And we should say, birds which are lenienter than animals, because even hektish, because a mum doesn't bother us for a bird. You can bring a bird with a mum on the mizbeach, but nevertheless, it's strict in the sense that a estan and a mechir counts, and you cannot bring the bird to the korban as mukdashim, or general korban, shahamum paisel behem, which is stricter than a bird, because a mum makes it no good. Is a din shestan a mechir chalem? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that the din of an estan should apply to a korban? So we need a pasuk. Talmud leimar lechol neder. So therefore, again, the word lechol neder means all neders lehitzi es hanodur. Ah, so lechol neder included the birds, and it excludes something that's already a korban, because lechol neder means you are now bringing a neder. This korban was already a neder before. This ain't your neder. So therefore, something that's already a carbon, esnan is not chal on him. So now you're saying, what's the reason why it is not chal on a carbon? Because you've got this pasuk. Now play devil's advocate the other way around. Without the pasuk of lechol neder havamino, I would have thought ki yoiv la mukdashin, if he gives her a carbon, chal alayim esnan amachir. How can he do that? How can you pay for the services of the Zayna with a carbon? Halav mamaynahu, it ain't his. It's not a valid transaction in the first place. Yeah, you can only ask her something that's yours. If it's already a carbon, it's not his property. He gave her someone else's sheep. That doesn't count either. Zom Rav Hoshia says it was a tricky scenario of what? B'memana al pischoi. He signs her up to be part of his Korban Pesach. So we all know the way the Korban Pesach works is that many people share an animal, but they have to sign up that they're part of this group that's going to be on this animal. So he says to the Zayna, you know what? I need your services. I haven't got any cash. So as payment, I will include you. My girl's a very frum Zayna. She wants to eat the Korban Pesach. So he says, I'll put you on my Korban Pesach. I've got a spare kazayis for you. And you will be part of my Korban Pesach. Yeah? Aye, so you'll tell me that bit of the Korban Pesach is a Esnan Zayna, because he's using it to pay for his her services. So that's the scenario where we're saying it's not chal, and the Pesach is still kosher. The Rebbe, it's the opinion of how can you say, can he do a transaction like that? Yeah, we said with it's a carbon, he can't buy a zoyna with a carbon. Can he buy a zoyna with a carbon? Can he use that as a financial transaction to pay for something with a piece of the carbon? Pesach says Rebbe, yes, the Tanya. The imi matabais mehiyos miser. It says when it talks about the carbon Pesach, if the household is too small to be able to eat a whole sheep, so they get together with the neighbors. So you get enough people that can finish off the whole sheep. But what's the word mehiyos miser? It's a strange expression. Mehiyos means being. So it also can be read as hachayehu miser. The guy can use his sheep for his livelihood. Yeah. So the Tanna Kama says, Michtei Achila. If a guy hasn't got what to eat and he's desperate for buying food, he can sell a chelik of his carbon Pesach to somebody who needs it and use it. But Loi Michtei Mekach, he can't just sell it just because he wants cash to go and buy an investment. But Rebbe Yemer, Af Michtei Mekach. No, it's his financial asset, and even to use to buy an investment, to buy something, whatever, he can do it. If he hasn't got the cash and he wants to buy something, he can include other people on his korban Pesach and his korban Chagiga, which he eats beforehand to make himself full. And the money is just normal chulin. So according to Rebbe, he can pay for services with his korban Pesach. And in this case, when he pays for the services of the Zayna with his Korban Pesach, it's still kosher because the Esnan is not chal on something that is a Korban. Okay. Kol Asrun L'Gam Mizbech Chulu, Amar Rav, Kol Asrun L'Gam Mizbech Vareseya Mutorim. Rav says that anything that's also to Mizbeach, but the children of those things is permitted. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Lazar Oyser, and Rabbi Lazar says it's not permitted. Amar Rav Huna, Bar Chinana, Amar Rav Nachman, Machalekes. Where's the machlekes if it's permitted or not with this child? The she'ibru l'seif nirvu'u. If it was pregnant, like you said, Moshe, if it was pregnant when it had this relation with the person, the Rabbi Lezer sabar ubar yarechimayhu. Rabbi Lezer holds that the fetus is part of the mother, and therefore, if the mother was nirva, then the child is also nirva. But Rabbanan sabar lav yarechimayhu, and the rabbis hold it's not part of the mother. But if it was first had the relations when it wasn't pregnant and got pregnant later, so that child has nothing to do with the harba. Everybody agrees the child is okay. Rava Amar, the machlekes is kenirbul asayif ibru. The machlekes is when it was first nirva and then got pregnant. Rabbi Levi says sovra zevaz agur moser. So the mother is osur, the father is mutter. Rabbi Lezer says a mixed marriage of a nirbas with a man husband animal. That's not osur, but if one parent is osur, that means the child's osur too. But Rabbanan sorry, Zebes a Gerim is mutter. The rabbis hold, if one parent is osur and one parent is mutter, the child is mutter. And therefore, even though the mother was in Irvas, but since the father was okay, the child's okay too. That's the machlekes when it was before, when the harba happened before the mother was pregnant. Aval ibrul b'saif nevru, but if the mother was already pregnant, divrei hakal asurin. Everybody agrees it's osur because the fetus was already there at the time of the harba. The rava l'tame, this is rava l'shitosu, the omar rava, vlad nirbas asura, the child, we said it before, the child of a nirvas is forbidden, he uvlad the nirvu, because both of them were involved. And a vlad negachas is also osur, a goring mother, and the child is also osur because he uvlad a nachu. They both gore together. Just quickly, lishna achrina amrila, amar rav huna bar chinana, amar rav nachman, machalekes is, shenirvu k'shem mukdoshim. The question is when did it become pregnant, but when did it become hektish? That according to the machlekes is when the animal was raped, when she was already a korban. Rabbi Lezer savra bizi milsa. Rabbi Lezer says it's also because even though it was a korban, it is disgusting. And Rabbanan savri loy, then it's not disgusting and it can be a korban. Aval nirbu kishen chulin. But if the mother was attacked when she was chulin, hoyel ve'ishtanu, and now it changed into something else, is it to be a child? Divrei hakol mutorin, everyone agrees as mutter. And Rava Amrav Nachman, and this version Rava says, and Erev Nachman Machlekes is Kishnirbuk Shein Chulin. The Machlekes is when it was Chulin. The Beleza Sabar Bizi Milsa, it's still disgusting. But Rabbanan Sabar Helvishtan and Mutarin, since it's no longer the same thing, it's Mutar. Avon Nirbuk Shein Mukdashin, but if the Rabban happened when it was already carbon, Dibri Hakalasur, and everybody agrees that it is also. So, yeah.